Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's trading. This is our pre-market trade plan session, of course. Good morning. It's Friday, the 15th of November. The whole idea of the session is to be prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities, and it looks like we've got some decent opportunities. We're able to get into the S&P yesterday evening off the back of a very subtle shift from the Fed, mixed with a decent technical setup in the indices markets. So we'll have a look at that trade in just a second. We'll look to add more today, and there's a couple of other opportunities as well in the dollar and also in, potentially in gold and oil. So quite a few things to look at. We'll start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on the screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we enter and exit those markets, how do we manage risk. Trade management is important, along with trading psychology. So all these are very important considerations, and we do discuss these every day in our live trade rooms. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, we'll get up Forex Factory. So last night's, we were talking yesterday about the significance of these events in here last night with largely Jerome Powell. So he was speaking at an event. He produced a statement which got markets moving just a little bit, and then participated, made a verbal statement, and then was asked a series of questions about global perspectives about the US economy and its approach to not just monetary policy measures but also fiscal as well. He sort of leaned in a little bit more than what he did in the FOMC about fiscal, or the impact that fiscal measures could have on decision making for the Fed, and there's really a whole lot of unknowns. So if we go back to inflation numbers, on Wednesday, we saw inflation come in line with expectations, and exactly the same yesterday for the PPI, coming in very much in line with expectations, with actually lower than expected unemployment claims. Crude oil inventories came in way above expectations, which would be negative for price. And interesting, we initially saw a little bit of a rally in crude oil, not really too sure why. We had an IEA report yesterday suggesting that there may be as much as 100 million barrels a day oversupply for the global economy when it comes to crude oil. And that's, you know, that's not good for oil prices. So we'd expected a little bit of weakness yesterday in crude oil. And along with this crude oil inventories number, we would have also expected a little bit more weakness than what we saw. We saw an initial rally, which looks like it's now beginning to reverse. But so difficult price action there for crude oil. And then it was all really about these central bankers, Christine Lagarde, Jerome Powell, and Governor Bailey. And as a result, it's kind of left a couple of decent opportunities so far today. So that brings us nicely to UK GDP, which is a little bit worse than expected. We're in negative territory month on month now. Again, we haven't been in negative territory since February of this year. It's largely been positive. So coming in significantly below expectations now. And we're through the bounce that you may see with a new government, and now the reality of the economy is beginning to kick in. Prelim GDP quarter on quarter is weaker, certainly significantly weaker than the previous number. So some tough dynamics for the UK economy. So this afternoon, we've only got retail sales to consider. And that is that's pretty much it for the afternoon. So Empire State Manufacturing Index, which is a regional manufacturing index. So we're looking at slightly lower retail sales than the previous month. And that's coming in at 0.3. So let's see whether these numbers come in line with expectations, are above or below, as always. And that all-important market reaction is going to be very, very important indeed for us. Okay, so moving on to these markets. So actually, we've got the potential for a bit of a reversal across the board, including the US indices. So our bias is that we'd be looking for a little bit of short-term weakness. It's not a long-term weakness trade. It is a short-term weakness trade. Our expectation is that we'll certainly rally down to these lows down here. And we're looking to increase size now again. We've been trading smaller size for quite a while. We're looking to increase that trade size. So so as you can see currently up on screen, thank you very much. And again, during Jerome Powell's speech yesterday, we started to see the S&P actually roll over to the downside. And so there's not only was the statement a little bit more on the hawkish side than it rhetoric had been previously, we've also, that coincided nicely with a technical reversal. And that's what we're seeing really with the S&P and the Dow Jones, is a technical reversal. Now, what does that mean for the dollar? Well, it means it's got a little bit of work to do. And it could mean we've got the potential, again, if we get a bit of a technical rollover, we'd be looking to perhaps short-term buy trade in the euro dollar, maybe something like the pound dollar. So yesterday we did rally lower. We pulled back very aggressively. We've attempted to make a new low, and that has so far failed. So let's see. If this rally is above, then you've got the potential buy trade. And if they continue their momentum lower, then you've got your sell trade in there as well. This was the trade yesterday, which actually rallied. We were looking for this to roll back over to the downside. We were in this trade to the downside yesterday, but it just kept sort of moving in the wrong direction almost, and is now making that move lower. So we've got a lot of support around these slightly lower levels. So we tried to get into that trade once. We'll just see how this price action plays out, I guess. So what we're expecting is a move down to these lows. And the other opportunity is potentially in gold, which is a bit of weakness. If we continue lower below the 53.33, which is a price that we've been talking about now for a few days, and if this market got down to it and started to bounce off it, we would certainly look for that buy trade. And that is what is very slowly looking like it could be setting up. So we want to keep options open a little bit, but we're looking for a bit of a risk-off trade. So it's not sort of classic risk-off. It's a shift from the directional moves that we've been seeing for the last few weeks. So previously, it'd been equities and indices up and dollar up. Now we're looking at indices down and potentially dollar down. So it's not quite a classical risk-off dynamic. It is upside down, but that's the correlation of interest for us right now. So crude oil eventually is making that move to the downside. So we actually have a bit of a short-term bias for these markets, and we're not really going to stray too far from that. And let's see, if we do rally down into the 58.77 in around these sorts of lows, we'd be certainly looking to book profit in that, and we're just increasing our trade size across the board. There's an opportunity to add there is strong resistance just at these slightly higher prices, but if we get through that 50 period moving average and we stay below it, this is on a, it's on a 4-hour chart. So the same trade applies for the Dow Jones and also the NASDAQ. There's that weakness. We're now beginning to run into support just at slightly lower levels. So we've got a bit to go, but our overall long-term bias is very much to the upside. This is a short-term play and a bit of weakness perhaps across the board as well. Really, we don't have to look that much further from the dollar. This is where all the action is. So that's our bias. It's very much to the downside. So let's see if we get further momentum lower. Okay, so with that in mind, let's put together our trade plan. Let's bring this up on screen. There we go. Okay, so let me just move this along. Okay, so yesterday, I mean, the reason why we have these mixed markets is that we're kind of seeing a bullish indice markets along with a bullish dollar and a bullish, well, bullish everything really, bullish bond yields, bullish equities, bullish indices, bullish dollar. And we've seen a bit of a corrective move in gold and oil. So, and now we're seeing a little bit of the potential for a bit of a reverse of that sort of everything is bullish narrative to actually everything is short-term selling. So it's more of a corrective move than a shift in overall direction. So in terms of market summary, you see, it is mixed in nature, but I tell you what we'll do. We'll refer to it as bearish market conditions rather than risk off. So it is mixed because we're seeing the potential for the indices to weaken along with the dollar to weaken at the same time. So we wanted to keep options open yesterday. Today we're looking for US indices weakness. We're looking for dollar weakness. Short term. Okay. Now, potential buy trade in gold, the actual trigger price would be the 2581. So we've got a trade to look at. In fact, this yeah. So yesterday, 25.50, we rallied down to it, and there's your indecision candlestick. And we said, if we got an indecision candlestick around these sorts of prices, and then we start to rally, there's a short-term buy trade there. So that looks like what it's beginning to unwind. The dollar weakness. Gonna just actually put in the euro dollar buy above the 105.82. It's a short term sell trade, or it's a short term buy trade perhaps. Excuse me. And that's a buy. So above the 127.20. Again, this is a short term sell trade, buy trade, should I say, and then okay, so we've got the sell trade in the indices. We do like crude oil to the downside, but there's an awful lot of support just at these slightly lower levels. So we'll see how it behaves at these slightly lower levels. And if we get this clearly defined pullback opportunity in the euro dollar and in the pound, and also in gold, we'll be looking for that trade. So this is our trade plan. So far, so good on our S&P 500 trade. So hopefully we'll book in profits on that today. It'd be nice to close out with a decent profitable trade for the week. So our trade plan. So in terms of market summary, we've got mixed market dynamics. So we've got risk on and risk off playing out. But an overall sort of a bearish market condition with the indices, you know, selling off. So what are we looking for? Short-term US indices weakness. We're looking for a short-term buy trade in the euro dollar above the 105.82. We're looking for a short-term buy trade in the pound dollar above 127.20. And we're looking to buy gold around, is it 25.81? Let me just double check that price. The high, yeah, the 25.81 is the level of interest for us. So hopefully we'll just get a short-term move in the indices over the course of the day. So on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll be back, of course, on Monday with this session. So if there's any questions, feel free to let us know. And this is really where this trade is coming to the fore. It's kind of a ever so mildly more hawkish Fed than dovish Fed. So as a result, we're kind of looking at mild risk off in the indices with weakness in the indices. And we'll see how everything else just plays out accordingly. We need a lot of price action to move in line with our expectations to even consider the euro dollar and the pound dollar. So it's been selling off for quite some time. Now we're looking at the potential for a little bit of a short-term bounce. And let's see if we get that or not. It's not obvious that we will, but if we do, there could be a decent trade there. Okay, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. If you've got any questions, let us know. And let me post this into the chat box for you, so you can take that away. Okay, so that's there in the chat box, guys. On that note, listen, we'll let you go. Any questions, feel free to contact us and let us know. And we'll see you on the next one. My pleasure, guys. Back, we'll be in the European live trade mentorship room now in just a few seconds. So we'll see you there very shortly. Great stuff, guys. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.